Parables, week 1, day 4. Keep praying. We read from Luke chapter 11, and he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I do not have anything to set before him.' And he, from inside, answering, shall say, 'Don't make me labor. The door is already shut, and my little children are with me in bed. I cannot stand up and give thee.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his pleading, he will stand up and give him as many as he needs." And from Luke 18, "And he spoke also a parable to them, to the end that men ought always to pray and not be weary, saying, 'There was a certain judge in a certain city who did not fear God and had no respect for man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." And he was not willing for a time. But afterwards he said in himself, 'Though I do not fear God and have no respect for man, yet since this widow belabors me, I will avenge her, lest in the end by coming she wear me down.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God do vengeance for his chosen, who cry day and night to him, and he bear with them? I say to you that he will avenge them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?'" Here's a teaching about the need for prayer from Apocalypse Revealed 376. It is common in all divine worship for a person first to will, desire, and pray, and for the Lord then to reply, instruct, and do. Otherwise, a person does not accept anything divine. Here is a passage relating to a friend asking for bread. The signification of midnight is when the thick darkness is most dense, that is, when there is mere falsity. For night signifies a state of falsity, and the middle of it denotes the highest falsity. We read also, midnight denotes the last time of an old church, when there is nothing of faith because nothing of charity, and also the first time of a new church. True Christian religion says bread means the divine good of the Lord's love and also all the good of charity. Arcana Celestia 430, "An infant and a little child denote innocence and charity." Arcana Celestia 7354, "The signification of a bed is that which is inmost." And now concerning the judge and the widow, we read in Arcana Celestia 48:44, explaining the words in the psalm, Psalm 68, "A father of the orphans and a judge of the widows is God in the habitation of his holiness." Widows denote those who as adults are in truth, but not yet in good, whose judge is said to be the Lord, because he leads them, and this through good into truth, that is, into the truth of intelligence. For by a judge is signified one who leads. Good without truth, which is the orphan, becomes the good of wisdom through the doctrine or teaching of truth. And truth without good, which is the widow, becomes the truth of intelligence through a life of good. Arcana Celestia 93:14, The signification of adversaries is the evils from which are falsities, because in the spiritual sense, these evils are adversaries against the goods which from which are truths. And explaining the words, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? This means that when divine truth shall be revealed out of heaven, it will not be believed. Here also, the Son of Man is the Lord in respect to divine truth. The coming of the Lord is the revelation of divine truth at the end of the church. And then finally, the senses in the Word. There are in the Word four senses, one outside of the other, from the highest heaven down to the world, or one within the other, from the world up to the highest heaven. These four senses are called the celestial, the spiritual, the natural from the celestial and the spiritual, and the merely natural. This last sense, the merely natural, is for the world. All four senses make one through correspondences. Questions and comments. Number one, the parable of the friend asking for bread comes right after Jesus teaches us to pray. Why is it so important for us to keep on pleading with the Lord, like the friend seeking bread, or like the widow seeking justice? Notice the very last sentence of these parables, and Apocalypse explained 63 about the coming of the Lord, finding faith on the earth. There's the saying, the darkest hour is just before the dawn. States of dense darkness are when we most need to pray. What should we especially pray for? See TCR 702 and 430 about innocence and charity. Question number three. Spiritual adversaries are evils, evil lusts and habits that lead us to accept falsities as truths, causing confusion and pain. We need the Lord to be the judge to free us from such an adversary. Number four, of the four senses mentioned in Apocalypse Explained 1066, which seems most like the heavenly doctrine?